views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Quantum Techniques Talk Radio, Bring Healing to Chaos, is a hit show to empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely! Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Now, here are your hosts.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stephen and Beth Daniel coming to you from Maui, Hawaii, and you're listening to Teaching Yourself to Heal, or Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques on Transformational Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll help you experience a whole new paradigm in healing in which you are the author of your own healing. You are not a victim. Beth, why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Beth Daniel, and I'm happy to be here today with you, as we will be every Tuesday each week at this time. And we're going to have other practitioners that are on our team that are going to join us. Actually, next week, Dr. Tom Miller will be with us, and he's a chiropractor who does our work that's healed from Lyme's disease. So I think that's going to be a really good show. And we have a good show for you today as well. Some of the feedback that we've gotten from listeners, some people were asking us to talk a little bit more about what quantum techniques is. Maybe we skated by that a little bit last time. So we are the founders of Quantum Techniques, and you can find us at quantumtechniques.com. And we want to talk a little bit more about what quantum techniques is today, and then some of the theory behind it. And we're going to introduce you to Dr. Bruce Lipton and his work, which is really profound in looking at how our perceptions create our biology and create our reality. And then if we have some time today, we're going to talk a little bit more about toxins and some other things that impair healing, and then how to free yourself from those things as well.
Well, Beth, why don't you kind of jump in and give us an overview of quantum techniques?
I think one of the things that would be helpful to let everyone know is that quantum techniques is a healing modality, you know, that uses the energy system of the body, and we do all of our work remotely over the phone. So we work with clients around the world over the phone. They page us on an 800 number. They may send us an email if they want to about the issues they want to work on in their life, and then we get on the phone and we work with you. And it's all based on the energy system of the body, and we work through your voice. And your voice is like a surrogate for the rest of your body, for the rest of your system. And we know how to download information through your voice to find out what are your blocks to an ultimate, healthy, phenomenal life. You know, is there something physical or non-physical? There's always going to be both, by the way. No matter what the issue is, there are always non-physical underpinnings that contribute to why you manifest an issue in your life, whether that's, you know, a health issue or relationship issue. So we do remote energy healing work over the phone with people all over the world. That's the first thing that I want everyone to know. Second is that we're similar to emotional freedom techniques. We consider ourselves a cousin of EFT. And Stephen is a good friend with Gary Craig, who's the creator of EFT, and we have a lot of respect for him and his work, and we're hoping he's going to be on one of our shows lately, where we'd like to have a discussion with him about that and have him on as well, because he's part of where this movement really started in energy medicine, you know, in America and throughout the world. We're really considered a powerful cousin of EFT, and Gary's endorsed our work over the years, and Steve has been a speaker at some of his conferences. What we do that's similar to EFT is, you know, we use the similar codes or the acupressure codes, you know, that you'll hear in our treatments, and we'll give you a code later today as a gift, just like we did last week. So we use a similar code, and we build an energy field and look at, you know, the non-physical aspects that are blocking healing, like EFT does. A lot of people call us EFT on steroids because we take it to the next level in terms of also dealing with the physical issues so the person can start to feel better physically right away and then dive into some of those deeper non-physical belief issues, the thoughts that block your healing, and those aspects as well. But we also pull in a lot on the physical manifestation in the body. So we really believe that, you know, someone, many clients will call us and say, well, I've done EFT and it doesn't work for me. How come? The reason we feel EFT may not work in a specific situation is because you don't have 100% of the information that you need to be free of the issue. We go through a diagnostic check with you through self-testing and cover thousands of frequencies to find what are the issues that are blocking you. If EFT is appearing not to work, they just don't have enough information. The other piece that we look at that I think is quite unique to quantum techniques is, do you have cooperation internally in getting over the problem? And some of you wants to get better, and some part of you still wants to hold on to what the issue is. And we're really good at helping you find those parts of you that don't yet have cooperation to heal and why. You've probably heard some people feel they have, you know, some secondary gain out of an illness. Like, okay, well, I get attention or I get love that I couldn't get otherwise. No one is consciously going to choose to be sick in order to get attention. That's not what I'm saying. But at an unconscious level, that may block their cooperation with healing. So we'll dive in there and find out, okay, is there some old trauma field? There's going to be at least one where the person, you know, hasn't felt loved and they feel they must be loved in order to survive. So they will manifest illness in order to get that love if that's what they need to do to feel that's how they can survive.
Well, it's like Bruce Lipton said, you know, that only about 5% of what runs this is our conscious desire, like my affirmation that I love myself, okay? But 95% of it is really running on old default automatic habitual programming put into us by our parents, society, religion, you know, before the age of 5 or 6. And so I might tell myself a dozen times a day I love myself, and that's my 5%. But if 95% of me says I've got to outwork everybody on the planet so that God doesn't punish me or to save the world, then that's what 95% of me, that's where my energy is going every day. And so, like Beth says, we're very adept at helping you get to and resolve those habitual unconscious patterns that keep us in a place of dis-ease or that ultimately block our peace and enjoyment of the world.
And we'll talk more about Bruce Lipton in our next segment. But, yeah, just to reiterate what Steve said, 95% of us is run by the unconscious. 5% is the conscious you, who you think you are every day. But 95% is unconscious programming. So no wonder we have trouble healing. And one of our expertises is to get to that unconscious and bring light into that darkness and help you heal and bring it into your conscious awareness so that you do have empowerment to heal. Just to talk a little bit about what Steve mentioned, you know, we find with traditional and non-traditional techniques for healing that the role of trauma is really not given as much credence as it deserves, and other non-physical issues as well, but trauma in particular. A lot of treatment modalities really don't understand or have tools for dealing with not just trauma, but dissociated trauma. In other words, trauma that you don't remember. And usually that's something that's happened before the age of 5, which, you know, no one remembers what happens before the age of 5. But there's usually a key trauma there before the age of 5 that puts the person into a deep fear state. And as we know, if you're in a fear state, your body can't heal.
Well, and then anything that occurs in their life today that kind of resonates with that, it triggers that automatic habitual fear state that puts their body in that fight or flight response.
Like, what would that what would be something, Steve, that would trigger somebody's old trauma field for someone and reactivate that?
An example would be, let's say, someone who lost a parent before the age of 5. Now, every time anyone that they love or care about or their pets manifest any illness, they immediately go into a terror, or themselves, they immediately go into a terror state because it's never been resolved.
That could be, you know, any other event could trigger that old trauma state as well, like old exposure. We have a lot of clients that have had that, or a surgery, accident, lawsuit, that really reactivates that belief on a cellular level. You know, that the world is unsafe, for example. So when we come back, we're going to talk more after the commercial break about how this occurs and then bring in some more work of Dr. Bruce Lipton to help explain this more deeply for you.
And just a point to finish this section with is that we never see anybody heal from a chronic illness without a shift in consciousness.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Steak Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
We're back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques, and I'm Beth Daniel here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel. And you can contact us by going to our website at quantumtechniques.com if you have questions or want to know more about what we're talking about today or each week on Tuesdays when we're here. And we're talking some about you know, healing and really the role of trauma and associated trauma in illness or life's problems, and how something occurs when you're an adult, typically, that reactivates that original fear state that occurred before the age of five, that there was some significant trauma there, and the original fear state gets activated in your adult life in some way. And just a personal example on that is that for us, we went through some really tough and scary times with the IRS, which I'm sure most of you can identify with, just the fear of them showing up at your door. And for me, that really activated an old fear state of some things I had worked on before, but it really brought it up front and center, and I felt like I was living my life from that fear state again. And I had to really work on that and look at the unconscious message and really bring myself into the present moment to show myself I really was safe. But that old programming got activated, that I wasn't safe and the world was a dangerous place, and so my health started to suffer when that occurred. So that's just a personal example that I wanted to share about how that can happen and really reactivate that fear on a cellular level again, and that blocks healing.
Well, and later on, we're going to try to talk briefly about toxins, and I want to talk about how that connects with trauma. Okay, you know, we talked about earlier, if something happens today that reactivates an earlier trauma, like I mentioned the death, you know, of a pet, you know, triggering the death of an unresolved issue when you were three. Well, you know, working with someone who every time anybody in their family ate corn, their energy field reversed and they became ill. And talking to the family, oh, it came up. Oh, yeah, you know, the grandfather would get drunk and you know, go to abuse the wife and kids and fire a gun, and they would run out into the corn fields
to hide.
And hide all night long until he drank it off. Well, for this entire family, for them to eat corn, they had no memory of it, triggered a fight-or-flight response, an unhealing response in their body. That's an example of toxins and how toxins are, by and large, created by trauma fields, but it's not necessarily a trauma field that originated in your physical lifetime. It may be generational. If you believe in past lives, it can be past lives. Now, there are toxin fields like, you know, fungal infections and dietary intolerance, but by and large, most toxins are trauma-driven. So that is another aspect of the trauma field.
Yeah, that's a great example, Steve. Yeah, so what we do at Quantum Techniques is with the use of our, you know, acupressure points that we use that we call codes, plus some of the advancements that we've made in healing trauma that we're talking to you about today, and then consciousness teachings, which help you live in the present moment, in the now, we allow you to heal rapidly from these core traumas and beliefs. And the beauty of it is the client doesn't have to relive the trauma, as in some systems. You don't have to relive the specifics of what happened, and none of that has to occur.
Well, and if you look at the truth of quantum physics and all spiritual modalities, all healing happens now when you're living in the present. You know, both of us were psychologists. Going into a long, prolonged period of sessions, week after week after week, where we regurgitate or talk about the past, does not bring healing. It just reattaches you to the trauma field. And that's the beauty of EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, or QT, Quantum Techniques, is the healing happens now by using energy techniques to collapse old frozen trauma fields.
Yeah, we really liken the body to like a computer system. And with each organ or gland is like a separate hard drive. So each organ, gland, system should have a firewire that connects it to the main computer, but also to each other organ, gland, or system. So what we find is that with physical and non-physical issues, often these organs or glands are offline, where their communication with the rest of the body is then blocked or it's subpar. So one of the things we do at Quantum Techniques then is to reestablish that communication so that the body can heal. And some of the things that we look at, you know, when we're talking with someone on the phone, some of the scanning that we do through their voice is to look at, you know, okay, what are some of the physical blocks? Like Steve said, okay, something that you're eating maybe is blocking your healing. Maybe things that you're breathing in. Maybe you're living under a cell phone tower, so the electromagnetic fields are impacting you negatively in some way. Maybe you just had a flu shot and you're having a reaction to that, whether you know it or not. We look at, like Steve mentioned, fungal infections, viruses, bacteria, heavy metals, something that we find a lot of parasites, DNA damage. What we're looking at is bringing an awareness to the system. What is blocking the body from connecting to its own divine healing intelligence? We're made to self-heal. So we go in and find the physical blocks first, and then we look at the non-physical, as we've been talking about today. So really, what we're looking at is taking a load off the body with the toxins Steve mentioned, but also the non-physical toxins in terms of your beliefs that are negative and that kind of thing, so that you can be free and then the body can heal the way it was intended to. The other thing that we do at Quantum Techniques is we really focus on teaching you to heal yourself. I mean, that's the name of our show here. So we teach these techniques in all of our various products that are on our website at quantumtechniques.com. And the first one that we recommend, as we mentioned last time, is True Techniques 1, which is a DVD or a digital download that teaches you over 20 ways to self-test. How do you know if something is in your best interest? How do you know if something is blocking your healing? How do you know if there is something in your diet or some product that you use in the shower every day that could be reversing your meridian so it's blocking your healing? So we teach all of that in True Techniques 1. And we're offering the listeners of Transformation Talk Radio 20% off of that product for this whole month of November. And all you need to do is go to our store at quantumtechniques.com, click on True Techniques 1, and when you're checking out, just type in the coupon code that's the word TEACH, because we're teaching you to heal yourself. Coupon code is the word TEACH, and you get 20% off. If you feel you can't master the technique, send it back, and we'll give you a refund.
Well, and with the purchase of any product, you get a 30-minute consult for free with one of our practitioners. I just want to give one other example of this role of trauma real quick, and that is a research study. I can't remember if it was out of Larry Dossey's work or Lynn McTaggart's, where they had a group of canaries, and they slowly gave them arsenic and built up arsenic in their bodies, and they were fine. But then divided them into two groups, and in one group they stayed, you know, in the environment they were in. The other group they went in and bombarded them with loud rap music.
Ooh, your favorite.
And depending on what you believe about music, but the interesting thing is the canaries that were fine with high levels of arsenic, once you started hitting them with rap music, they died, and they died of arsenic poisoning. So when they were in their normal community, their normal song, you know, the beauty, their body could detoxify even that poison because they were in a love state. When you took them out of a love state or gratitude state for their lives, you put them into a fear state, then their body could no longer detoxify from that, and they died of arsenic poisoning. Now, look at our society today. Look at all the chemicals in our diet, from BHT to mercury and vaccinations to everything else, and then watch CNN for 30 minutes a day and see if you can pry your body out of a fear state. I'm just saying, when you look at the news and all of these things that are made to grab your attention, to give you an emotional charge, you know, that's not your friend in terms of your health.
Well, and there's been a lot of studies showing that, you know, when you watch the news, and on any station, of course, but when you watch the news, that your body goes into adrenal overdrive, and your adrenaline becomes what we call reversed, which means blocked and toxic for you. So you watch the news before you go to bed, your adrenaline's reversed and toxic, you're in a state of fight or flight because of your adrenaline being in overdrive, and then you try to go to sleep and have sweet dreams. Good luck with that one.
Well, you think about the wisdom of children. When my daughters were very young was when the original invasion into the Middle East with first Bush with Kuwait. And I can remember, you know, we would watch that around the evening news for about 2 weeks and see what was going on when we were eating dinner. And went to turn on the TV one night, and my daughter said, "Oh, Dad, do we have to watch the bad news again tonight?"
Yeah.
It's like, you know, out of the mouth of babes.
Well, and Bruce Lipton at brucelipton.com, if you'd like to look him up, he's a cell biologist who's profoundly shifted the way we think about health and disease, talks about the HPA axis, which is the fight-or-flight mechanism in the body, hypothalamus-pituitary-adrenal axis, being in overdrive, and your cells in a fear state. When you're in that state, you can't heal. Your body literally believes you're running from a tiger. No healing happens when you're running from a tiger. You're just lucky if you escape. So we at Quantum Techniques have ways of putting the body back into recovery, out of that overdrive state, so that you can heal. Because we all know if we're in a panic, that's not a time that we're healing. We're running from the tiger, literally.
Well, and we will give a code today that will show your body how to move out of a fear state into parasympathetic recovery. We also teach more extensive things in that in the reconnection scan, which is also in our shopping cart.
So we'll be back in a few minutes, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Bruce Lipton's work and how it applies to quantum techniques, and a little bit more.
And if you've never heard Bruce Lipton, I encourage you to listen to his DVDs. He is not only one of the great minds of our century, but a phenomenal teacher.
BruceLipton.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Kameno Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Kameno Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Steak Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
This is Dr. Stephen Daniel and Beth Daniel, the founders of Quantum Techniques, coming to you from Maui, Hawaii. We want to talk about teaching you to heal yourself with quantum techniques. In this section, we really want to talk about the brilliant work of Dr. Bruce Lipton and how that's made a difference and integrated with what we do here at Quantum Techniques?
Well, the truth is that, you know, all of us really know, unless our head has been in the sand forever, that we need good nutrition and clean air and fresh water to be healthy. We know that. Now, there's a big portion of the world that doesn't have those benefits. But most of us here have that, at least most of the time. So we have enough water and fairly clean air and good food to eat. Why, then, is autoimmune disease going off the charts? How come more people have chronic illness than they've ever had before in America, for example? And I really feel like the answer to that is the work that Bruce Lipton does in terms of what he's revealed. And what we've known at some level and haven't been able to explain, he has now been able to explain with science. So now people believe it, and that's good. The truth that he has shown is that our perceptions, our beliefs, our thoughts, our imagination is what creates our physical reality, is what creates our biology, not our genetics. And we've, most of us, been raised to really believe, well, you know, it's a genetic crapshoot, and whatever happens to you physically in your adult life is based on genetics. Okay, well, you're going to get arthritis because everyone in your family history has had arthritis, for example. Or you're going to get heart disease because everyone on your dad's side has had heart problems. And what Lipton has shown, he's blown the lid off of that theory and said that really maybe 5 to 10% of issues are genetically based. The rest are not. The rest are based on your perceptions of the world. And Einstein said it the best, and I don't have his exact words, but the gist of it was this. The most important decision you will make in your life is, do you live in a safe world or a hostile world? Answering that question is the most important decision you will make in your life. That shows you how your perception of the world, either being safe and loving or hostile and violent, will code for illness or disease or health.
Well, and that's why I would disagree with the secret. It's not what you want you get, it's what you are you get. And if I just use a personal example of that, if the signal from the environment for me is, oh, I start getting a headache. Mm-hmm. Now, at that point, I have a choice. What's my perception? And my perception is dictated by my imagination. Do I imagine, oh, no, this is going to be another seven-year migraine, which I had years ago, and go into a fear and tension state? And if I do that, my body will not detoxify whatever pathogens are causing that. It will have a difficult time fighting off the viral infection that might be causing that. It won't help me move through an emotional trauma field if that was driving the headache. So, again, my body's digital. It's either going to go in fear or it's going to go in love and gratitude. The difference is I actually, by my level of consciousness, get to choose. Now, what's the second possibility? Oh, I've got a headache. Wow. You know what? Since that seven-year migraine, they've all gone away. So this is going to go away too. And I can be grateful that this is not the beginning of a seven-year migraine. And in moving into gratitude, my body can detoxify. My immune system can fight off viruses. I'm moving into a place of connectedness and openness with the divine by being in gratitude. Okay? When I move into fear, that is a position of separateness, separate from aspects of my own healing intelligence, separate from the divine, separate from other people. So, and when we start getting symptoms, and especially if you go look them up on the internet, your imagination is rarely, if ever, your friend.
Steve, why don't you give some examples of looking things up on the internet and how you've seen that affect clients or some of your stories from the training?
Yeah, prior to our practitioner training this year, I just kind of on a wild hair went on the internet, and I looked up some things just right off the top of my head. So the first one is, you know, is it safe to give my dog broccoli? And I had people that say, well, some safe, and some would say, oh, it's deadly. And then I ask, well, is it safe to drink water? First story that comes up is some lady that was on a radio show, and the radio show were, you know, hosts were pushing her, and she drank so much water she died. Okay. Then I just said, well, this is getting ridiculous. Let me just type this in.
She was in a water drinking contest.
She was in a water drinking
contest. Please, don't blame the radio show.
No, but she was in a water drinking contest. So the third one I said, well, is it safe to hold in my flatulence? That sounds ridiculous. But first thing that came up was, and there was a doctor on this one, No, it's not. It could cause an embolism or diverticulitis. And I just about died laughing. And I'm, you know, those are actual true things. Those were the first pages that came up on those questions when I Googled them. Now, what happens if you've got, like for me, in certain positions when I lay down, the left part of my left hand goes numb. I looked that up. I'm sure they tell me, run to the emergency room, you're dying of a heart attack. Well, it's been happening for 25 years. I don't think I'm dying of a heart attack for that long. But I'm just saying, be very cautious how you use these things, because you're
programming yourself.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the internal terrorist that's alive and well in all of us. That if you let that terrorist in charge, you will absolutely block your body's ability to heal. And Bruce Lipton is the one that's brought the science forward on that.
Yeah, so again, your beliefs, your perceptions, how you see things, how you think about things, your thoughts, create your reality. So if you're filling yourself with the information that's scaring you left and right by doing a comprehensive search of every symptom on the internet, you're probably not helping yourself, and in fact, you are blocking your healing. And again, just as we talked about before, Dr. Lipton has shown 95% of what runs us is the unconscious. 5% is conscious. So where do these beliefs come from? You know, these perceptions, these thoughts, these beliefs, these imaginations. Well, they typically come in prior to the age of 5. Dr. Lipton says prior to the age of 6, right around that time, as programming, not from you, from your external environment. So programming from your parents, your culture, your society, your community. It's programming that happens. You don't even know what's going on. It's unconscious. And that unconscious programming drives your perception, which are creating your illness and your health problems and issues in your life today. And that's what quantum techniques can do to free you from those unconscious aspects.
So we look at that with what Bruce said. Okay. What we know is that those are habitual thoughts that came in without conscious filtering. Okay, what does that mean? That means that you're living, 95% of you is living someone else's life. And how did that work for them? Were your parents happy and healthy and vibrant? Were you in a happy, healthy, vibrant society? Then great, you probably got some good programming.
Right.
But if not, until you take conscious charge by spiritual and meditation observation of your automatic thought processes, then you're actually living a life that's not yours. And you've got to ask yourself, is that life working for me? If you have chronic disease, meaning disease in relationships, disease in finances, disease in your health, then that lifestyle, those beliefs that you inherited or acquired before the age of 6 do not serve you well. And I would ask my big spiritual question, how's that working for you? Then maybe it's time to look at things from a different avenue so that you are the one who decides what programming you want in there. But you have to be aware of it first, and you have to dissolve the habitual patterns. And that's what we're really good at Quantum Techniques.
If you want to know more really about the theory behind this, there's a new movie that just came out. It premiered November 11th this past weekend, which is called The Cure Is... And their website is thecureismovie.com. And we recently watched that. Obviously, it just premiered, so we just watched it. And Bruce Lipton is one of the speakers, and he talks more about what we're sharing with you today and how that's really the underpinnings of how we code for health or illness. And then the beauty of quantum techniques is we come in and we can help you be free of those unconscious aspects and help put your body back into a healing state as it's intended to be in.
Well, most of the speakers there are really talking about very important, very powerful theoretical positions. Quantum techniques is about putting those into actual techniques that can change your life today that you can learn yourself and share with other people versus just theory. We're very good at making that concrete.
I want to talk a little bit about the role of toxins as well, and what do we mean when we're talking about toxins? And like I said, you know, we all need good nutrition and clean air and fresh water. Most of us are dehydrated. But so then what are toxins? Besides the toxins we're aware of in the environment, what about for an individual? And what are an individual person's kind of toxic substances? And we want to talk a little bit more about that when we come back from our break here in a couple of minutes, because we find that to be a real key with every client that comes in the door, and every person that we meet, is that they're doing something that's reversing their body's attempts at healing by toxins that they're ingesting, or, you know, breathing in, or something that they use on their skin, and that's actually blocking their body's attempts at healing something. So we want to talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the next commercial break. Steve, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I would just say that in all my years of working with chronic illness, I've never seen someone heal if they didn't address the physical aspects, which always there are broken informational pathways like those firewires you talk about. There are toxin fields that they don't know that are reversing their healing every day. And they have to move out of a fear state into a higher level of consciousness of surrender to the divine and gratitude.
Right.
If they only do the spiritual work, they probably won't heal. If they only do the physical work, they probably won't heal. If they do both, they almost always heal. And that's the beauty of what quantum techniques is.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to share more.
Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Stieck Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
We're back with Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. And I'm Beth Daniel here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel. And we're talking about the role of toxins in blocking healing and how to clear toxins to achieve health. And we were just talking in the last segment as well about Dr. Bruce Lipton's work. And before we move on to discuss this concept of toxins a little bit more, we do want to give you a gift today, and we don't want to run out of time. So we want to do this right now. And what we want to do is give you a treatment code, which will help to put your body into a state of healing and out of fight or flight. So if you're in a fight or flight state and that hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis is in overdrive and you feel like you're running from the tiger, whether that's about a specific incident or you kind of feel like you live your whole life that way in a place of stress, this code will be helpful for you to reset that HPA axis and put your body back into a healing state. So you can write this down, and we'll have this information for you. If you miss it, you can email us at quantumtechniques.com, and we'll send it to you.
I'm going to give this code and say the letters and then the words it stands for. You only have to write down the letters. It is SH for sight of hand, EB for eyebrow, E for under the eye, IF for index finger, E for under the eye, IF for index finger, E for under the eye, IF for index finger, E for under the eye, OE for outside of the eye, A for under the armpit, C as in collarbone, and then 9G for the 9 gamut.
So where can someone find out about those points if they don't understand what that is?
Yes, if they would go to our website, quantumtechniques.com, click on sample treatments, the first one that comes up is the trauma code, where we actually show how to input all of the points before we give the code.
Okay.
So the first sample treatment where I'm actually demonstrating the trauma code, and I show you how to put the points in, and then we teach the trauma code. So that's another gift for you.
And what we'd recommend is that you read that through, just like Stephen just did. You know, read that through a few times. And then you should feel a shift in your body, you know, moving out of that fight-or-flight state. If you feel like you chronically live in stress or fight-or-flight, which I know a lot of us do right now, is go ahead and read that every day. It's certainly not going to hurt anything. And if anything, it will help you, you know, to read that on a regular basis, consistently, maybe two or three times through each day.
Well, and especially, let's say something that causes you a lot of fear. Let's say you're going to the dentist. Or you're going into court, or the IRS is visiting you. You know, read it before that meeting and read it a couple times after the meeting. It'll help keep your body back into a balance.
Because, again, you cannot heal if you're in a fear state. So we're putting the body back into a love and peace and growth state with that code. So we want to talk a little bit more about toxins and the role of toxins. And what we've really found over the years with quantum techniques is, you know, not only do toxins block your body's ability to heal or contribute to making you sick, they actually block your healing intelligence from seeing other critical information that you need to be healthy. So, for example, if you're sensitive to wheat and wheat is a toxin for you, then if you eat wheat every day, you may have a fungal infection and viral infection in your colon that your healing intelligence never gets a hold of and never sees, because its ability to see it is blocked by a toxin that you're ingesting every day. That's one thing at Quantum Techniques that we have found is profound and unique and fast about our work, is identifying those toxins that actually block your healing intelligence from doing its job.
And I want to give an example, because this really fits in with what we're talking about with Bruce Lipton. This has happened a number of times, but someone who has written many books, they've been a spiritual teacher, if I mentioned their name, you would know their name. They've been doing spiritual, deep spiritual work for about 25 years. And they called me because they had, you know, uncontrolled congestion and sinus issues. There were two foods they were bad on. Now, once they went off the foods, we could show the body where there were some hidden viral and bacterial infections that I'd never seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we did two, maybe three sessions, and it completely cleared up like a 5 or 6 year severe sinus allergy congestion issue. Even they'd done the spiritual. They had done the spiritual at a level that I don't think that many people on the planet have,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't know about the toxin aspect that was blinding their body's healing intelligence.
Yeah, that's a great example. Yeah, another example of this would be, you know, other toxins can be things that you breathe in, of course. I mean, we're inundated with pesticides and fungicides and, you know, radiation, and those things that everyone knows are a toxin. But how many of you have thought about, oh, my laundry soap might be a toxin for me. Maybe that's contributing to keeping me sick. People don't think about that. You just buy what's on the shelf. Well, I had a client several years ago, one of my first clients when I started doing this work, had a lifelong condition of scoliosis. She'd gone to chiropractors 3 times a week for years. She tested badly on her laundry soap. That was it. She tested badly on her laundry soap. I told her to change it. We tested another one through the Truth Techniques testing that we talked about. It tested good for her. Her quote-unquote scoliosis went away. It's gone. It's still gone. It was her laundry soap. That shows you the power of toxins in blocking the body's ability to heal. Once that toxic issue was no longer in her system, her body could heal as it's intended to on its own.
Well, in a very immediate example, very close to home, is last night when we were watching the movie, okay, on that Bruce Lipton was in. We have our 3 Rottweilers on the floor next to us, and one of them is a very young Rottweiler, and very fast breathing. The other had normal breathing. And I went in there and did some scans that we do and found vaccination residues blocking certain informational pathways, and I cleared them. The dog took a deep sigh. The breathing changed instantly. So that's how quick this work can be and how powerful it can be.
And that shows you how toxins can really block healing. So we identify the toxins with the Truth Techniques in our testing. We flush them from the system energetically, and you do that by reading a code. And then we can also sometimes clear them. So like for a food, for example, then you can eat it again and not have any ill effects because we helped you to identify the trauma, for example, that contributed to that food being something you're sensitive to. So the toxins block healing and they block your treatments. We identify them, we flush them, we clear them. Then your body can heal as it's intended to. And that's why we're offering you the special of Truth Techniques 1 for 20% off by using the coupon code, which is the word TEACH. And that teaches you to find these toxins for yourself. I know we just have a minute or so left, and every week what we want to do is give you a self-empowerment tip to take with you, you know, out into the world for the next week. So besides the code we gave you to get your body out of that fight or flight, we also really want to focus on healing is about living in this present moment in a state of gratitude. Not living in a fear state from the past, but living in this present moment in gratitude. And when you're having a hard day, if you can bring yourself to a place of gratitude and find something, anything to be grateful for in this moment, it will code your body for health and freedom.
And you can find a lot more information, many free, we've got over 120 hours of free download MP3 teachings, free manuals on our website at quantumtechniques.com. You purchase any product for $25 or more, and you get 30 minutes free with a practitioner on our team.
Thanks for listening to our show. We're excited to be back next Tuesday as well, and Dr. Tom Miller will be our guest, and you can read about him at quantumtechniques.com as well.
And he'll be mentioning a little bit about his recovery from Lyme's disease.
Yeah. So aloha and mahalo from Maui, and we wish you a wonderful week.
You've been listening to Quantum Techniques Radio. Bring healing to chaos. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show that'll empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. Each week, you'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned guests and healing practitioners to discover the techniques to heal yourself and others. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing and remove wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible. to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Stanis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Noel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Advent Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ.